An incomplete understanding usually leads to an important point or idea being missed. There are those who come to the Word of God thinking it's the way to eliminate all challenges and troubles from their life. The reality is quite a bit different and clearly presented by God's Word, the teachings of Jesus, and the explanations by His disciples who themselves serve as examples of this reality. As a Christian, you'll still face troubling times. God's promise is that He'll be with you to see you through those times. This is why we're taught in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Jesus many times explained how we'll be called on to endure as we walk in His Word, but doing so will bring us to our rewards later. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 12, He said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Throughout the Bible, we're taught about the importance of endurance. Those many lessons are very nicely condensed down to three verses in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5, 6, and 7. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. Hebrews 11 is one of the best ways to learn about and realize how the people God called on to serve, as well as give their all as directed by God, were in fact surrounded by challenges and trials. Abraham, Enoch, Isaac, Abel, Joseph, Moses. There are also the stories of what happened to John the Baptist and the Apostle Paul, among many others. So you know what? Sounds like we're in pretty good company.